You know, it was interesting. Ryan was talking about in the news about Cyber Monday, which now is starting at Sunday afternoon at Walmart at 5 o'clock.
Cyber Tuesday.
You know, I mean, Black Friday started in the middle of Thanksgiving Day.
Uh-huh.
It appears that nothing actually... You know, I think we need to move our show up an hour.
Yeah.
Start at 2.
You think so?
Yeah, interesting. Our guest is right along the lines of this. What's going on tomorrow with the... Cyber Monday. Do you do a lot of shopping online?
No, I don't yet. I do more than I used to. But Cyber Monday now, Thomas. A lot of the travel people over the last couple 3 days. I'm getting all my news feeds and all the people that I'm hooked up with. They're all sending me all this stuff. And the question is, what is it? So we have our very own expert here to talk to you. He is Russell Hannon. His website is Break the Travel Barrier, and Russell calls himself. What did I have it here? Russell. So welcome to the Travel Guys.
Be here. Thank you for having me.
Let's see. Have we got him there, Tom?
Try that again. Are you there, Russell?
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
All right.
There you go.
That's a little bit.
That sounds much better.
That's a little bit better. Russell, your title, The Ultra, what is it again?
The Ultra Economical Travel Expert.
Okay, that works for me. And Russell, you're here to help us with a little bit about Cyber Monday as it relates to travel. And we know that, you know, Cyber Monday is about deals online, but how does that relate to folks who might be interested in buying something for travel?
Well, you know what? All of the travel that we book is traditionally online. So really when we talk about Cyber Monday, it's really the Internet's equivalent of Black Friday. And one of the big reasons for this, or some of the background, is that web retailers don't want to compete with all the shopping malls. You saw how crazy it was in all the malls last Friday. And instead of competing with that head-to-head, a lot of web retailers said, we're going to create our own day to offer deals. So that way, there's a lot more people who are online able to take advantage of those deals.
So we've already cautioned our listeners about being aware of airline mileage sales online and promises of bonuses and stuff that make really bad deals just bad deals. Where are some of the places, Russell, that people can go to get a good deal when it comes to travel on Cyber Monday?
Well, you know what? Most of the deals, the best deals that I've been seeing are traditionally for accommodations. Specifically, high-end accommodations tend to offer the steepest discounts. So Cyber Monday is a great opportunity to be able to find yourself a five-star accommodation on a three-star budget. So in terms of expectations, I think that that's something that's realistic that you can look for on Cyber Monday. In terms of specifics, though, there is one whopper of a deal. One of the biggest ones, you may have seen this in the news already, Expedia is going to be offering 90%, that's 90% off hotels booked on their app tomorrow, Monday morning, between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So the way it works, you got to be on the app, and every hour they're going to offer a different selection of hotels that are 90% off, and they're going to rotate those hotels every hour during that period. They've said that it's going to include most major cities in the United States, including Hawaii, and there'll be some in Mexican resort destinations as well.
You know, it seems like whenever I'm involved in one of those kind of deals, the moment I click the word buy, my computer locks up. I don't know whether it's them or me. What is it that we should be aware of, Russell?
Well, you know what? There was a case of that. I read about that on Black Friday, actually. One of the big websites, I think it happened up in Canada, actually. I heard about it, where people were going to purchase and they couldn't. Now, certainly, when something like that starts to happen, I look toward consumer watchdogs in terms of really reporting that. And with online reviews, you'll see a lot of that. I really am more of the position that we aren't going to see those sorts of black hat tactics. And last year, the biggest Cyber Monday travel deals that I saw, we really didn't run into those situations. So let's hope that that's really the exception and not the norm.
Russell, were there any deals last year that you thought were particularly bad, or is there anything that pops up on these Cyber Mondays? I mean, in other words, we caution people about timeshares and all those kinds of things from time to time. Is there anything out there that people need to really be aware of in terms of ripoffs when it comes to Cyber Monday?
Well, you know what I see with Cyber Monday is if you've got your vacation in your mind and you say, this is exactly where I want to go on these exact dates, and you're looking toward Cyber Monday, you're apt to be a bit disappointed because a lot of these deals will be limited. Like with Expedia, for example, it's not going to be in every city. You're not going to have your choice of exact hotels. So the key thing is to go into this being flexible, saying, okay, well, you know, I'm open to different destinations, maybe different sorts of hotels. I realize the dates may not be ideally what I would like. So you really have to go into it with that flexible mindset.
Well, and the reality is, Tom, that many hotels or hotel chains are offering discounts of 15, 20, 25, even 30% on selected dates and stuff. So if you're planning a vacation or you're thinking about going somewhere, obviously off-season dates are going to be easier than peak season dates, and they're going to be more willing to give you a deal on them. But if you have flexibility, as Russell pointed out, in your travel plans, tomorrow might not be a bad day to go shopping. You never know what you might find. Is that kind of what you're saying, Russell?
Absolutely. And you know, another key challenge is people say to themselves, there's so many places to look. I don't really know where to go. It's just overwhelming. There's two things I'd suggest. One is whatever your favorite website is, maybe it's a favorite hotel or an aggregate search engine that you use, go to your favorite website, and odds are that you may that you could find something for Cyber Monday, a better than average deal that you'll see. So stick with those websites that you really like. And there's also a few that act as billboards, a few websites that really go through hundreds of deals and post their best ones. What I really like is I see that that ABC News put something where they put all their favorite deals, and you can stick with those official publications because they're vetting all that information prior to putting that into their publication.
Russell, before we let you go, your website is breakthetravelbarrier.com. What services do you provide to folks?
Well, there's a free guide that shows you how to beat the best online fare. There's also a blog. It'll show you 5 ways to get around roaming fees. And you'll see all kinds of just really value-rich content that's practical that'll help you save money when you're planning your next trip.
Sounds like ways to make our listeners smarter travelers. If you go to travelguysradio.com, you'll see a link there to Russell's website. And Russell Hannon, thank you for some wisdom on Cyber Monday with the Travel Guys. Appreciate it, buddy.
Happy shopping.